Blog Talk Radio.
Deal Show.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and we've got a treat for you tonight. My buddy Dave is coming back, and we're going to fade away. And for those who don't know Dave, I don't know how you can't, he's played with every band from the 60s you could possibly imagine. We're going to touch on that, and you'll find out. But I want to apologize. This is not an X-rated show. If you hear moaning and groaning, it's pain. So I'm in extreme pain today, more so than ever. I don't know why. But anyway, it's not X-rated. If you hear a moan and a groan, it's just me. So before we start, let me say thank you to our sponsors, the Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, KWV Wines in South Africa, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's sake, the Observer newspaper in Kearny, New Jersey, and Coison Designs in New Jersey. So I'm going to jump right into it. I believe we have Mr. Zane on the phone. Dave, is that you?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
Good. How are you, hon?
I'm doing great today. Yeah, it's a little cold
Excellent. Outside.
But
I know. What, you're in Ohio, I think?
No, I'm in Indiana, actually. South Bend, Indiana.
I wasn't sure.
Know?
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
Like,
So now, obviously, you haven't been playing out, or are you starting to get back into the gigging?
No, not right yet. I think my last gig, the last time, was in October, and we did a few last year with my own band, The Bigger Picture. Some of them were, most of them were outdoor venues, which was really nice. It was warm enough, and then once winter came, we played a couple clubs, and they stopped having things after October. And so it's just been, just waiting for everything to come back after that,
Right, right. Well, who are you playing now? Other than The Bigger Picture, which is your band, who are you playing right now, the Buckinghams or Jay and the Americans?
Both, Buckinghams and Jay and
Americans. At the same time?
Well, there's only been one time I did it at the same time. Well, kind of at the same time. I did a cruise, and both bands were on, And since I was there with the Buckinghams, I was able to play Jay and American's show too. So that worked.
You
yeah,
just
that
stayed.
Was only one time,
yeah, you just stayed.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, right.
I got
but,
paid twice,
now,
so that was nice.
You do a lot of you do a lot of Vegas too. You've done Vegas a lot.
Yeah, I mean, that's more with the Buckinghams, yeah, because with Jay and Americans, I'm pretty much their Midwest guy, playing all the Midwest gigs since I'm here in the Midwest, and there's a few times I've been out with them in Canada, and there are a few times I've been on the East Coast with them, when they needed a guitar player to fill in their guy on the, they have a different band on the East Coast and then one on the West Coast, and so I'm their Midwest guitar player. Yeah,
you're the middle guy when you're in the middle. You're in the middle.
I'm in the middle.
They need you, they call you the guy in the middle. Oh well, we're going to be in this part of the country. Let's get the guy in the middle part of the country.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
God.
So it's been since last March since I did anything with the Buckinghams, and this COVID thing really messed things up. And that was with, we did a show with America in Waukegan, Illinois. And that was the last one. So we went out with a really cool gig, you know. That was, and we did a shaved down version of the Buckinghams, because America just wanted they didn't want a whole band opening up for them, probably because of backline and trouble with that, you know. So they figured, you know. So we did like an acoustic version of the Buckingham songs. With two guitars and bass, you know, it was Carl, Nick, and I, the two original guys, and me, and I played all the solos, all the organ solos and the organ parts on my guitar, you know, and it worked out really well. You know, it's fun.
Good, good.
So that was the last
now, I got to
one.
Ask you, for those, oh, I'm sorry, excuse me, for those who don't know, including myself, because I don't remember, you were on the show so long ago, my goodness. I can't remember. Who was the first band that you played with, that you toured with, a big name? I don't mean your bands. I mean, you've been in many bands. I'm talking about, like, the Buckingham.
Yeah, the first one was out of Chicago. It was out of Chicago, and it was a band called The Crying Shames. Do you know anything about The Crying Shames? They had a
If you said it, I probably would.
They had a big hit with Sugar and Spice. Sugar and Spice and all things nice. Now, Sugar and Spice was originally done by the Searchers. And I'm not sure how big of a hit Searchers had, but Crying Shames had a pretty big hit with it. I mean, they were really big regionally around. And I'm not sure how far that song went with them. But they were really big in the Chicago area. Band was playing at a yacht club in New Buffalo, Michigan, which I met a couple people by the last name of Follett that took a lot of pictures for a lot of famous bands and stuff. And I met them, and about a month or something like that later, she called up and she says, "Hey, the Crying Shames are looking for a guitar player." So I checked it out, and I became their guitar player. I was with them for, you know, and they're out of Chicago, so they did certain shows with the Buckinghams, and all the Chicago acts know each other, you know. They all know each other. So
right, it's like a big family.
That was a big stepping stone for me, right, to be in the Crying Shames at that time, you know. So it got my name around that area, you know. And
well, that's what I was going to ask you. That was my next question. Now, other than being extremely bitter, how did you get to stay in this realm playing with all these great bands? I mean, it must be a thrill every time. I mean, I would be thrilled to death if I was asked to play with one of these bands, you know? So, I mean, you're such a sweetheart too. So I'm guessing that has a lot to do with it too.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, you know, it's one thing to have the talent, but you know, a lot of people think they could just do it with the talent. It takes more than that, you know, because you have to, you have to get along with everybody, you know, and you have to have, you know, good stage presence and all that, you know. It's all a part, you know. But just started with the Crying Shames, and I ended up doing a job with the Crying Shames out of Ohio, Maumee, Ohio, that a bunch of bands were on, and actually the Buckinghams were on that show too, and the Outsiders were on that show. So I played my show with the Crying Shames, and my wife was off to the side of the stage watching, and after I got done with my show, she goes, "That Sonny guy from the Outsiders, you know, was asking me all kinds of questions about you, and he wants to talk to you, and here he comes, and he says, hey, if I ever play in Chicago, would you be interested in doing some shows with me?" I said, "Well, I don't live in Chicago, but, you know, but sure, you know." Well, I didn't know that he was looking for a full-time guitar player at that time, you know, and I befriended the lady that did a lot of Sonny Gerace's merchandise and stuff. We ate dinner with her, and I gave her a CD of mine from Zane's Way, which Zane's Way plays a lot of the oldies and stuff, a lot of the same type of music, you know. As a matter of fact, I think Time Won't Let Me is even on that CD. And
he actually played with Sonny. That's great. That's great that you actually played with Sonny.
Oh, yeah, for 5 years. But Ray took the CD home, and he was coming over, and she had it all figured out how she was doing this, you know. So when he pulled up, you know, she had my CD cranking on her stereo, and Sonny walked in. He goes, "What do you play?" And he goes, "Wow, this sounds pretty good." And she goes, "That's the guy you talked to the other night, and you better hire him before he goes somewhere else," you know. So, yeah. So within a month or so, you know, they sent me, you know, some songs that they did, and they wanted me to come into Cleveland to do a, you know, audition. I played one song, and Sonny says, "You're in." So, you know.
Well,
so
there you go.
That's how that happened.
There you go.
One thing just went into the other. So I was still with I still did shows with the Crying Shames at that time, and I juggled between both bands for a while, and then I just stayed with Sonny for the 5 years, you know. And when I was with Sonny, I played with a lot of other acts, because Sonny did a lot of compilation shows with two or three other acts, and then those acts would use Sonny's band to back them up, and that's how I end up working with, you know, the Drifters, the Tokens, the Crystals, the Chiffons,
all the greats.
It goes
all
on
the
and
greats.
On. So many of them. Johnny Tillotson.
Yeah.
So that's how that works.
Well, you're having an amazing time. I wish we could get back to playing out, because I know that's what you love so much, and you know, just to get back out there again, and you know. But also, I wanted to ask you. Love Won't Fade Away, is that all by you, or is that with the bigger picture? Is it just Dave Zane? What's the story on that?
It's pretty much me. I wrote the song about 25 years ago, and I didn't have any avenue to do anything with it. I didn't know how to promote it and keep it, you know, and get it out there. And one of the bass players that was playing with me, he actually had to quit. He was in the bigger picture, and he had to quit the bigger picture because he's so busy with his recording and stuff. And he kind of pushed me. He goes, "Man, you got these original songs. You haven't done anything with it." He says, why don't you, you know, start doing something with them?" He says, "You know, it's time right now for you to do it."
Yeah.
And so he kind of nudged me
so
a little bit.
So this is your first original release?
Yes. Yes, it is.
No way.
Uh-huh.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, it is. It is. Very first. After all these years, you know. And I have a bunch of others, you know, in the pot here. And we're just going to record them.
Sure you do.
And,
I mean,
you know, we're. Yeah. This is with my friend.
You better.
My friend Mark Moore. My friend Mark Moore. He was the one that was playing bass. So actually, on the recording, on this last recording, I am singing. I'm singing everything on it, all the harmonies and all, you know, my vocals, and playing all the guitars. And then Mark is playing bass and keyboards, and I'm not sure who the drummer is that he hired in to do the drum tracks, but he's very, very good. And so that's how that came about. I, you know, actually, when I wrote the song, it was called Love Will Fade Away. And, you know, I had different lyrics and everything. And he told me, he says, "You know, let's make this song a more positive song, you know." So that's the only thing that was changed. Some of the lyrics, you know, the lyrics were changed and to love, you know, won't fade away. And but basically the rest of the song, all the music and the melody and the structure was the way I had it originally. Yeah. But it's my first release.
I can't believe it. I can't. I really can't. All the years you've been playing, and this is your first release. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I've just
and
been,
thank you
I
for
just
thank you for letting me play it.
Life.
Thank you.
Oh well, thank you for playing it. I'm honored. Yeah, I just all these years I've just been concentrating on just being a live musician.
When can we expect the rest of the music to?
Are you planning to do
a full disc, an EP? What are you doing?
Yeah, eventually it will come. We're doing one at a time. So I'm going to release them out one at a time, And I'm not sure when the next one's going to be out. I just started recording the second one. It's a little more, it's not a ballad. It's more... it's almost like a cross between, I have a lot of influences. So it's a cross between, when I was talking to Mark about it, he goes, oh, I hear Tom Petty in it. I hear the Beatles. I hear the Birds, and it's a little faster paced, so some of them are more rocking and some of them are more ballads, but,
well, I think we should hear it now because I want to hear Dave Zane. I want to hear Dave Zane, not the other band. So everybody, check this out. Dave Zane, Love Won't Fade Away. I'm dying to hear it because I'm listening to it for the first time, too, because I want to enjoy it with
you.
Yes, sir. I like to listen to it on the air for the first time because I want to enjoy it just like everybody else is going to enjoy it.
Awesome.
So here we go. Dave Zane, Love Won't Fade Away. Check it out.
It's
Nice, Dave. Hey. Nice. You know what I
you know what I
heard in that? You know what I heard? I heard Dave Zane, and I heard real freaking music. That's what I heard. That's what I heard. That's nice. Very nice. I love
you know,
it. Love Won't Fade Away by Dave Zane, folks. Fabulous.
Thank you. Yeah, available today.
Oh,
yeah,
you're kidding. It's
finally,
releasing today?
It released today. Yep, yep. So they can get it on Spotify, on iTunes, Amazon, Pandora, all those places. Yeah.
Today is the day.
It's perfect time to be on your show for right the release date,
yes.
You know?
Thank
yeah.
you so
and
much.
Please. You're welcome. And I did tell you that I said the word, some of the words were changed and were rewritten. And the other part, the very last, or, you know, the baby don't cry. I know baby don't
mm-hmm.
cry. That was added. That was added. So that wasn't originally what was in there. So, but I like that. It's kind of, you think.
Well,
the
your background,
ended,
your
and
background
all of
vocals
that,
were kick ass too.
Thank. I love those oohs and
nice.
Ahs. The more vocals, the better for me. I love.
Yeah,
them.
You did a great job. Yeah,
thank
especially
you so
the
much.
On the when you held the when you held the U at the end after, before the chorus. I mean, man.
Oh yeah.
That, beautiful, beautiful.
Well,
nice,
yeah,
nice
it,
and clean and clear.
Fade, so you know, it goes with the fade thing. You know.
Right.
Was, that
right.
was my idea. That was my idea to do that. I told my producer, I said, yeah, can you do kind of like a reverb trail on that? And he goes, yeah, I think that would be pretty cool. So, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got it.
And,
I picked up on it.
You sure did. I have, there was another one I recorded, and it's not my song, but it's going to be released in another 5 weeks. I recorded Day After Day, the Badfinger song.
Oh, that's a great song. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I played all the
Else
guitars
I love
and
that
all
you do great. You do. We got to play that for people too when you got that to me. I'll play it. I'll put it in my monthly mashup. I'll put it in my
okay.
rotation if you want. But I love
sure.
when you do Bad Time also. I love the way you do Bad Time.
Okay.
It's one
song.
Of my favorite
yeah.
songs. It's one of my favorite
that
songs.
That is Mark. That's Mark Farner's favorite Grand Funk song out of all of them. He told
really?
Sonny Dorsey that. Yeah, yeah. And
it's one of my
yeah,
favorites.
Yeah, that's a people
I love
pleaser.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you,
I love singing it.
Yeah, it's a great song to sing
there.
Too. You know.
Oh yeah.
It's a great song to sing too. You know, it makes
it's,
you get
it's
into
right
it.
In my
you
range.
Know,
it's perfect. I like, you know.
I always wanted
I like,
to do a remake
like
of it. I wanted to do a remake of it. I think somebody beat me though.
Oh really? Well, that's. I bet you it's been done a few times. You know,
I'm sure.
People
yeah.
like to redo those.
Oh,
good
it's
songs.
A good one.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Again, Love Won't Fade Away. That is all you. That's all you. I heard nothing but you. I didn't hear any influence of anything else. And
really,
you know, sometimes I find because sometimes I find that insulting when someone says that. Like, oh, it sounds a little like this. You know what? Did you ever think maybe I sound like them? I mean, that they sound
yeah.
like me. That they sound like me.
Yeah.
Or, you know, vice versa. It's like, you know, come on.
Yeah.
I don't know, and I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I mean, everything, the production, everything, the music, the musicality, everything was great about it.
Well, I'm so happy that I can finally get this stuff out and do something with them after all these years, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
the other ones are more upbeat, Dave? Are they more upbeat?
A few of them are more poppy rock and roll, yeah. It's more
nice.
Pop rock and roll, yeah. And like I said, I probably wrote them in, you know, the 90s or even the late 80s, some of them. And so we're just kind of trying to, you know, keep them update a little bit, but it's still, you know, if people haven't heard something before, even though it's been written for 20 years, it's still new music to the people that haven't heard it. So.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was great. I thought it was great. I really liked it. Thank you for letting me play it. It's out today, folks. Love Won't Fade Away. Dave Zane, Zane. Go check it out on all your online outlets, online platforms where you can buy music.
Yep, yep.
Okay, let's
thank you so much for playing it.
Oh, please, thank you. I'm honored that you let me play it, and today's the release date. What a thrill for me. So let me ask you this. Let's say tomorrow everything goes back to normal. Where are you and who are you playing with?
If everything – oh, the Buckinghams, definitely. I mean, that's the one I'm waiting for. I mean, those are – that's my big gig, you know. So And right now, you know, we have dates on the calendar, you know, I mean, and the way it works now is you get the dates on the calendar, and as it gets closer to the dates, you figure out whether they're going to cancel it or not, you know.
Right.
So hopefully,
right.
They're not, you know, so.
No, things are starting to look better. So, you know.
They are.
I know. Me, we just opened up the restaurants to 75% capacity, so that's pretty good.
Oh.
You know, we're getting there. We're getting there.
Yeah.
Get your shots.
Yeah.
Get your shots so we can go out. Yeah, we opened up to 50%. New York at 75. Yeah. This all went down today. Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting back there. We're getting closer and closer. So, but Buckinghams, they do another one of my favorites. Kind of a Drag is one of my favorites too.
That was their only number one. I mean, they've had a lot in the top 10, you know.
I know.
But that was their first recording. I mean, first, you know, and her first big hit, and that was in I believe it was in 66. That came out.
Hmm.
Yeah. And I was in sixth grade.
I didn't know that was their first hit.
Yeah.
I said I didn't know that was their first hit.
It was their first hit and only number one. Yep.
Right.
I mean, some
right.
of the other ones.
And then
close,
they,
that was their only number one.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey Baby was a good one, too. That was a good one. They had a lot of good ones. Which one do you like to play with them the most? Which one do you enjoy? Well, I know you enjoy playing them all, but which one do you get into more? Which one you feel more?
That's a good question, because I like them all.
Right.
I like Don't You Care. I do like Don't You Care, and we actually opened the show with that one. I've had friends that say, you know, that's my wife and my favorite, you know, that's our song, you know. But it's hard to pick one, but yeah, I really enjoy playing that one. I guess I think it's fun to play. I like the chord structure and stuff.
Well, you've played with just about everybody. Who would be your dream band to play with? Not dream band.
The Beatles.
Top five. You don't even have to do five. Top three.
Oh, that's even harder. I like a lot of the 80s bands, you know. I mean, I'm a little bit younger, you know. So I mean, I like bands like Foreigner, I like Journey, you know. I mean, as far as playing.
Yeah.
Oh boy. You know, I like Styx. You know, so those are a little bit harder, you know, that's, the genre's a little bit different, you know.
Right. You are a lot younger than these guys you're playing with, too, though. The Buckinghams, you're a lot younger than them, and Jay and the Americans, you're
years.
A lot younger than them. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be 67 this year, and, you know, those guys are in their early 70s. So it's funny.
Right,
I've
right.
always, even since high school, I've always played with musicians that were older than me for some reason, you know. Yeah. Yeah. And the guys in Jan American, they're up there a little farther.
Right. 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 They're experienced
and.
they're experienced and they want to play with a pro as well. And you're a pro, yeah, and so are they, and that's why it works.
Well, yeah, it's been an interesting ride, you know. I mean, little at a time, you know, just, you know, show after show, and, you know, then you find out that you get to a place where you're comfortable. People always ask me, do you guys ever get stage fright? And it's like, that's one thing I've never... Probably the closest to any stage fright I have is maybe playing with one of those bands for the first show or something like that. Because it's so mm-hmm. new. I mean, it's, you know, like the first show with the Buckinghams, you know. It was pretty good. You know, it was pretty good. But I just remember the keyboard telling me, he goes, oh, the sound was terrible for that show. And, you know, they didn't have our monitors sounding good. And then, you know, that just happened to be my first show. So...
Right.
It wasn't me, you know, but...
Right,
but,
right. It was
my first experience.
Right.
Uh-huh. It's my first experience
wow.
with them, but, yeah.
So, Do you think the Buckinghams are going to be coming over to the East Coast? Is that on the calendar? Did you just happen to take a peek?
You know what? We play on the East Coast more than we play anywhere else.
Yeah, because I was going to go see you. I was going to go see you, and then the pandemic hit. I was going to meet you in Jersey, remember?
Yes, I do. I remember that.
It was the 1910 Fukum Company. I forgot who else was going to be there. Yeah, and I was pissed because I really wanted to go to that.
Yeah. How far are you from Westbury, New York? Are you very
Connecticut?
Far?
Westbury, Connecticut?
No, New York.
I don't know. New York?
No,
15 minutes. Oh, Westbury, New York.
Yeah,
I honestly don't know. That must be upstate, so maybe a half hour.
Oh, really? Yeah,
can't
because
be far.
We play there quite a bit at the, you know, I forget the name of the place. It's the venue it's around, you know, and it's a revolving stage, you know.
No kidding.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I always joke that I need my Dramamine when I'm on that stage, you know.
Well, that's one show you can't get wasted for, right?
No.
You'd fall
I'm
off
looking
the stage.
Through what I have, and I don't see any New Jerseys. I mean, we actually have a bunch started in August, but I don't see any New Jerseys yet. But they're still working on stuff. And
right.
as soon as a New Jersey or somewhere in New York close to you, I will let you know for sure. You know.
Please do.
And you'll be on the guest list. You'll be on the guest list.
Oh, that's sweet. Oh, thank you. But no, I want to know because we can let people know you're coming. You could come back on and let everybody know you're coming. And I'd love to see you. You kidding? I was so disappointed when that was canceled. And I had just gotten a new contact at the venue there, and they were going to hook me up with so many shows to cover. And that was going to be my first show there, was seeing you guys that night. And I was actually going to bring with me, I don't know, you probably know him, Steve Cannon. He's a DJ.
I know that name.
Steve Boom Boom Cannon. Yeah. And I was going to bring him with me, and we were going to, it was going to be a nice little... Yeah, no, it's not Freddie. Yeah, no.
Okay.
No, it's
are we
not Freddie.
Was it the Bergen Pack? Was that? Was
I
that
think
where
it was. Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah. We played there quite a bit.
Yeah, that would have been my first time there.
Buckingham's got a really big thing on the East Coast. For some reason, they really like it on the East Coast. So we're there a lot. You know, more than anywhere else, you know, except for, you know, the Chicago area where they're from originally.
Right.
But,
You definitely got to let me know, Dave. Definitely got to let me know.
I will.
I wanted to ask you something too, and I lost my train of thought. Oh, geez. Oh,
yeah,
I'm so sorry. I lost my, Yeah, no, it happens because, you know, I don't write questions down. I just talk to you and hang out. We're just hanging out, you know. So,
yeah.
And we were talking about something, and it took me away from what I was going to ask you. Oh, the fans. The fans are still great. They still love the band, just like you were just saying. That's what came to mind, right? I mean, the fans, they love the shows.
Yeah, where would we be without our fans, you know? I mean, that's what keeps us going. Because if nobody
right.
would come and see us, I mean, we're not playing anywhere, you know.
Exactly.
So,
but you know what's great? Yeah. about this music from the 60s and just any of this music that we grew up listening to is the audience. It's not like all female that have to come and see you and they fall in love with you and then they fall out of love with you because they grow up, you know, and then you're not that teeny bopper anymore. It's male and female that love this music and they go consistently to these concerts, and it's just great music and a great time.
They're very loyal, and, you know.
Yes,
our fans are very loyal to us, you know. And I just know, you know, from my Facebook, you know, I've got thousands of, you know, Facebook friends, and so many of them are fans, you know, and they're big fans of the band, so they can follow me what I'm doing on there, and you know, it's almost, I got personal relationship with a lot of them. A lot of them I haven't met. Some of them I have met, and it's so hard to remember all the names. But a lot of them, you know, the more time goes, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, I remember meeting them in Florida when I played or on a cruise,
right.
you know, that I was on and stuff. It's really
well,
cool.
That's how
yeah.
you and I got to know each other. You and I got to know each other on Facebook.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually,
you know.
Was asked about the job for Jane Americans on Facebook. So, yeah.
Oh, you're kidding me. How cool was that?
No. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I was looking on Facebook and something come up and it was from Sandy Aguda. I didn't know who Sandy Aguda was. I just told this story the last interview I had too. But, you know, it said Sandy Aguda and it had a picture of a lady on it, you know, pretty lady. Well, I didn't know who Sandy Aguda was right off the bat, and I did a Google search, and it said Jane Americans, and he's one of the Americans, you know, that started the band,
right.
Sandy. And so it was actually a picture of his wife on his profile. And then he just asked, he says, would you be interested in playing some shows with us? And then he left me his telephone number, and I called him, and he explained that they were looking for a Midwest guy. And, you know, that's how that worked out. But he actually got my name from a guy named Mark Barron, that's a very good keyboard player, and he's the musical director.
Oh, my buddy Mark. My Mark plays with Gloria,
you know,
with Gloria Gaynor.
Exactly. Yeah, Mark's great.
Yeah.
He's
been on the show.
I played shows with Mark. I played with Lou Christie and the Crystals, I believe, and I think the Tokens. Yeah. So actually, Sandy actually, you know, he knows Mark because they're from around the same area there, and he Sandy said, I need a guitar player for the Midwest, and he said, oh, have you tried Dave Zane? And that's how he got a hold of me on Facebook. So, you know, and Mark's moved on, you know, to the Gloria Gaynor gig. I'm sure he still does other things too. But,
yeah,
that's how it works. You know, you network in the business and you play with musicians and you meet, you know, you do your thing. So they know you can do what maybe somebody asked if you'd be able to, you know, play with their band, and, you know, because those people wouldn't recommend you unless they know you can do it, you know, because it just, and that's how that works.
Yep.
That's how,
and,
yeah. Great guy.
Well, other than talking about where people can get the song, do you have your own website or where can, other than Facebook too, where can people get in touch with you, Dave, other than Facebook? Do you have a website or?
Actually, no, I don't. No, maybe someday I will, but I used to. Well, Zane's Way had a website, and it just kind of fell to the wayside because Zane's Way's not playing as much. And the bigger picture has been playing a little more. And they have a site on Facebook too. But I suppose if they want to get a hold of me, probably message me on my Facebook page. That's probably the best way.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, sounds good. That's good for the people.
Well,
I'll
let everybody know.
The people that aren't, it's a little harder, but yeah.
Well, then get on Facebook so you can talk to Dave Zane.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm there every day.
Get on Facebook and go reach out to Dave Zane. He's a wonderful guy, talented, amazing, amazing. I love the song, Dave.
Yeah.
I love the song.
And if there's any other Dave Zanes, this is the one with the purple jacket. You can't miss it. So just look for the purple jacket.
Yep. Yep.
And that's the right Dave Zane.
Yep. and his long blonde hair.
Yeah. A little blonde, white, somewhere in between there.
It's long.
Though.
How about that? Well.
Yeah, and it's gotten longer.
No.
So I haven't had a haircut in like a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's time for a trim. It's starting to get in the way.
Yeah. Well, I'd probably need one too. Other than what else is going on with everything? Good. You well? Everything? Because we didn't even say how we doing to each other. So.
Oh yeah, I know. That's right. I'm doing good. Healthy. Just trying to do the right thing, and really blessed through this whole time. We haven't had any issues with anything, so it's
well,
good.
Thank God.
And that goes for family too. Yeah. How about you?
Thank God. Yeah, hanging in there, one day at a time.
Yep. That's what you do.
As long as we wake up. Go with it.
That's a good thing.
Live your life.
Exactly.
Live your life.
Yeah.
That's all.
Exactly.
But Dave, I did again. Thank you so much for coming on. When you get the other songs, please let me know so you come back. And when you have the other one ready, I forgot the name of it that we said that you're doing. You're working on.
Day After Day. Well, yeah,
it's ready. Send it over. I do. I don't know if you know, but every month at the end of the month, I'll do a monthly mashup of the artists that I've had on, and I play their song. So I hope you don't mind. I'm going to throw Love Won't Fade Away in my little mix there, too. So
I won't mind at all, believe me. I'm wanting to get this out, and you've helped it out. You've helped a whole lot here,
Well, great. I enjoyed it.
Tuned in to hear this.
Well, it sounds great. Everybody, again, Love Won't Fade Away by Dave Zane. Check it out. I'm going to end the show with it so you can hear it once again. But go buy it. Go online. Go buy it also. He's got it out everywhere. So, Dave, is there anything else you want to add to let everybody know before we say goodnight?
No, I'm pretty much good as long as, you know where they can buy it, and they can get it on Spotify and all the music venue things they have out there, Pandora and, all of those other places, iTunes. That's the big thing, so they know where to get it. But that's
and
good.
Reach him on Facebook. That's DaveZane, Dave Zane. And we are definitely going to close out the show with Love Won't Fade Away. So, Dave, to you again. I mean, it's been a long time other than the messages and blurbs on Facebook. It's nice to finally speak instead of type, So, but I thank you so much for coming on and sharing the song with me tonight. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Joanne. And God bless you and all the fans out there.
You got it. Thank you so much.
We'll see you soon.
Yes, sir. All right. Dave, thank you so much. Take care. It was a pleasure, and I will talk to you on Facebook.
Okay, Joanne. Thanks again.
All right. Bye, Dave. Take care. Everybody, Dave Zane.
Okay.
Check it out. Dave Zane. I hope you enjoyed the song. And I can't believe that he's been playing this long with all these major acts, and this is his first release. That's shocking to me. I guess, you know, when you're so busy playing everybody else's music, it's hard to do your own. But damn, he pulled it off. It sounds fabulous. Not pulled it off. Of course he would. I didn't mean it that way. I just meant he put it, you know, made it happen. And can't wait to hear the rest of it. So I was going to mention something to him when he was on the phone earlier. He mentioned that, you know, he has a lot more to do than being talented. And it brings to mind something that happened to me tonight. And I have to mention it. I won't mention who it was, because obviously if he's a problem, they already know. Anyway, someone posted something today, and I guess they looked at my profile, and they were rude to me at first about something that had nothing to do with the show, me personally, and then said, look at my profile. Everybody said, look at his profile. Look at his profile. And well, what can you do for me? I'm like, well, first of all, you need to get a freaking attitude check. That's not the way somebody's going to play your music for you, is attacking them. The story was, he said he had a picture of himself. He showed a picture of Priscilla Presley and a picture of Elvis. And he said, basically, he's the long-lost son of Elvis. It's a joke, obviously. We know that, okay? We know it's a joke that's trending. They do it with all the celebrities, okay? So I commented. I said, I don't think so. And I didn't mean it nasty or rude. It just was, I don't think so. It's a joke, you know? It's a joke. I get it. I don't think so. I had four people come after me saying I attacked him. And then, of course, you know, before people say, person, they go and check your background and see what's going on. Oh, so how can you make me famous? It's like, well, you know what? I wouldn't give you the time of day. And I don't, and this is why you may not be where you are. You need to check yourself, bud. You know, kindness gets you a lot of places, you know, and talent is not just performing. Talent is a lot of things, a lot of things. And when you're a cookie cutter artist and sound like every other artist, you're even slimmer. So, you know, when you're doing the same thing everybody else is doing, you have a much smaller chance of making it. So anyway, I love playing music for new artists. If I like it, I will play it. If I like the person, I will play it. I love music. I love people, kind people. And, that's what I'm here to do, is to promote you and give you the applause that you deserve. That's why we call it Applause Radio Show, because it is your show when you're on the show. I'm giving you the applause because you deserve it. And Dave, you definitely deserve it. You've been playing for years. You're phenomenal. When he does Bad Time, he sounds just like Grand Funk. And I don't know. I know you guys know the song, so... But it's one of my favorites. It definitely is. So before we end the night, we got back to back here the last few days. And let's see, who we got coming up? Oh, March 17th, a singer and a comedian, but mainly a singer, Colin Smith. He's from Ireland. And I think he just became a... He was so happy to do that. So we have new music from him as well. And then we've got actress, comedian, and author Melanie Chartoff. Oh, I can't wait to talk to her on Friday night. So we're going to have a great time. And, of course, we've got a lot of other amazing guests. I'm just going to cut it short tonight because it's been back to back to back to back to back. And it's tiring sometimes. So thank you to Dave Zane. I appreciate it. Your song for the first time on today's the release date. And you could go check it out. It's Love Won't Fade Away on all outlets, music stores. And thank you to our sponsors, the Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, KWV Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions in Oka Harbor, New Jersey, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, Cloyson Designs in New Jersey, Think Big Picture LLC in New York, The Observer Newspaper in Kearny, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, One Hand Sanitizer, H21.com, that's H, the number 2, the letter O, N-E, .com. H2 One Hand Sanitizer. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to a special broadcast. We aren't usually scheduled for Monday nights, and appreciate you listening in. Hope you enjoyed the song, and I know you did, and I enjoyed it so much. We're going to play it again. Have a great night. We'll see you on Wednesday the 17th with Colin Smith. Take care, everybody. Thank you for listening. You could have been anywhere. Thank you so much. Have a good night. Take care. Bye-bye. Love won't fade away. Dave Zane.